Okay, today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Klayim, and we're learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So the Mishnah talks about people who would sell clothing, and a lot of times when you would sell clothing, you would want to show how the clothing fits, but you wouldn't let the customers try on the clothing. Rather, the salesman would try on the clothing and would say, look, this is how the clothing fits a person nicely. So the Mishnah talks about, what if you're selling shatnez? Are you allowed to try on the clothing for the customer to see how the clothing fits? Which is a little bit of an unusual thing, because you would think that if you're selling shatnez, you're doing something wrong inherently, because how can you be selling shatnez to people? So the pashtus is, I think what the Mishnah means to say is, that you're selling shatnez to goyim, that you're not selling the shatnez to Jewish people. Now there is a halacha that you're not allowed to sell shatnez to goyim if it's a beged sha'avad bo klayim, if it's a beged that shatnez is lost in, and it's not obviously shatnez, because then a Jew may buy it from the nachri, and the Jew is going to then violate shatnez. But if it's not a beged sha'avad bo klayim, there's no shatnez lost in it, it's obvious that it has shatnez in it, then there's nothing wrong with selling shatnez. Shatnez is not an iser hana'. You're just not allowed to wear it, and you're not allowed to have it over your body. But there's no isra hana'ah from shatnez. So the question is, if you are a shatnez salesman, are you allowed to try on the clothing in order that the customer would want to buy it, to encourage the customer to buy it? So says Mishnah, hey, mochri ksus mochrin kedarkan. If you're selling clothing, you're allowed to sell shatnez clothing in the normal way, by showing it to the customers, by wearing it. As long as you're not trying to use the clothing to protect you from the sun, nor to protect you from the cold. This is because the issur to wear shatnez is only if you're wearing it as clothing. But over here, you're just wearing it to show its size and to show how it fits. You're not wearing it as clothing, and therefore it's going to be mutter. As we've pointed out a few times already, this is a stira to what it says in Mishnah Beis, because in Mishnah Beis we said that if you're wearing shatnez in order to avoid a tax collection, even if you have no intention whatsoever of getting hana'as levisha from the clothing, it's still going to be aser. So we pointed out there, the Bartanura makes the point that this it's not a stira, it's a machlokas between different Tanoim that we find throughout Shas about Davar Sheino Miskavein, that if you're doing an Isser but you're not having Kavana L'Shem the Isser, is it in fact going to be Asur or not? So this is a Davar Sheino Miskavein. So that's the question. Then in Mishnah Hey, we're assuming Davar Sheino Miskavein is Mutter. In Mishnah Beis, we assumed that Davar Sheino Miskavein is going to be Asur. But even so, even according to the Shita, that Davar Sheino Miskavein is Mutter, Vatsnuin Mashilin B'makal. The Mishnah says that people who are very careful to observe Halacha very, very well, they would hang the shatnez on a stick and hold the stick over the shoulder so that they wouldn't be wearing the shatnez. That they wouldn't be wearing the shatnez at all. If you look at the Bartanuri, he says Mafshil Makal Nosna Makal Al Kisvehem VaKlayim Unochim BeKatzehu Vein Kisvehem Nogos BeKlayim. They would put the stick on their shoulder. The klayim, the shatnez, was at the end of the stick, and their shoulders were not touching the shatnez at all. Now this is the halacha when it comes to this is the chumrah rather. Not the halacha, but the chumma that's observed when it comes to wearing shatnez. So this is now it happens to be that in Derech Emuna, which is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's sefer, I just figured that since Reb Chaim Kanievsky just passed away, it's kedai to say something from Derech Emuna. So it happens to be that Derech Emuna is a Reb Chaim Sefer on Seder Zra'im, meaning it's like a Mishnah Berurah type of Sefer on Zra'im. So it says over there in Perek in Hilchos Klayim in Perek Yud in Sif Katan Ayin Zayin. So the Reb Chaim writes. Let me just find it over here. Yeah, Vatznun Mavshilin B'Makal Acharehen Shehabegadim Yu Menachan Al Makal V'Lo Al Gufan. That the concern is that they would keep the clothing far off from their body. Pen yavo lehanos mehen, lest you come to get hana'a from them. You know, the Reb Chaim is quoting is commenting on the halacha in the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes this halacha that you can't be have kavana to be mischamim b'gsham l'schamim bo, and cham necham etc. So that's what Reb Chaim writes in Sifkatan Ayin Vav over there. But avalim chavnim rak shelo yilachlchu b'gdehem. If you have kavana, just that your clothing shouldn't get dirty. Das hatazva shach de gamze mikri nehene. The taz and the shach called that. That's also called hanoas levisha. Avala gra hiskim ledas haprisha, but the gra agrees to that which the prisha says that dafka lischamim mikri. Hana'as haguf, that only if you're warming your body with the garment is it called hana'as levisha. Kedemashmi l'shrabenu, avla hatzil begadav l'mikri hana'as haguf. But if you're wearing a garment in order to protect your clothing, that it shouldn't get ruined, it shouldn't get dirty, that's not called hana'as haguf. L'chora, we could bring a raya to that, you know, to one side of that machlokas from the case of the mitbuchos ha-saparim, the barber's apron. That's also just to protect your clothing. And yet we said over there that that's going to be usher since you wear it in a Derech Levisha kind of way. Okay, I just wanted to mention something from Chaim Kanievsky. I'm recording this year, 1 week after his Petira. So the Mishnah goes on now. Mishnah Vav. So we have a case of covering yourself with shatnez. Tofer Iksus, if you're sewing clothing, Tofer in Kedarka, and you could sew in the normal way where you have the clothing sitting in your lap. As long as you're not having any kavana to benefit from the clothing as it's sitting in your lap, because the isser there is not only an isser of levisha of shatnez, there's an isser of halo'as shatnez, of putting shatnez over your body, of draping it over your body. But as long as you don't have any intention to have any physical benefit from it, that's going to be mutter. Vatznuim tofrim ba'aretz. But similar to the case in the previous Mishnah, if you want to be extra machmir, you shouldn't even have it resting on your body at all. So to quickly summarize, Mishnah Hey taught us that if you're selling begadim, you can wear the begadim kedarkan, as long as you're not having a kavana for hana'as levisha. But if you're a tzanua, you'll hang it on a stick over your shoulder. And then Mishnah Vav said that the same is true if you're sewing clothing, that when you're sewing clothing, As long as you're not having hana'as levisha, hana'as ha'lo'a, hana'as chimum, you could have the clothing sitting in your lap. But if you're tznuin, then you have it dragging on the floor rather than sitting in your lap. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin.